Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
The all-new Bernstein and Holmes Show, middays 10 a.m. till 2, on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Dan Bernstein.
You still got a legitimate backup in McCowan.
McCown! It's not McCowan!
McGowan.
No!
Lawrence Holmes.
So the goal wasn't to get better this offseason? Then don't complain at the end of the season like your ass did last year, when the front office actually did try to make your team better.
What's wrong with Andrew Vaughn?
He's 24. Where did his legs go?
You'll get them in San Francisco.
Where did they go?
I left my legs in San Francisco, high on a hill.
It's a shame. Mess around with my socks.
Bernstein and Holmes.
I don't want to be an ageist here and say that he can't do the job because he's too old. And I think
Don't want to be an ageist.
Your midday destination for Chicago sports talk.
Tony La Russa, 76 years old.
Don't want to be an ageist.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Mike Frank. Let's do this.
There's a lot of singing on yesterday's show.
Hey, sometimes you just feel it and other times you don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
CR. Now we're doing commercials. Yep. It's great.
Yeah, well, look, that, can I say that totally, honestly, you rendering the first 2 hours of the show socks-free is like the coolest thing. It's like a substitute teacher is here today.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. It's like your regular teacher's not here, and we're going to show a couple of film strips, and then there's going to be like open study time where you can draw like army guys.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Okay, cool.
Look, we, so that we can get everyone on the same page, we understand what our job is, and we know what we're kind of supposed to be as a show when it comes to holding the White Sox accountable. But they didn't play last night. They don't play until late tonight. We didn't have to watch White Sox baseball last night. We get to just vibe out with the people who listen to the show. There's other stuff that's going on. Like, yesterday, when I got home, between text messages, stuff on Twitter, and watching TV, it was like the whole world changed from a sports standpoint. Do you have the Kevin Durant stuff? You got everything happening around the NBA. And oh, yeah, college football, college basketball, college everything is completely different right now. So there's plenty of us, plenty of ways that we can enjoy our time with each other and the listener where we don't have to talk about tired legs, old managers, crazy, like bad defense, none of that stuff. So we're done. That I am declaring right now, that is the end of White Sox talk until Josh Nelson joins us at noon as part of the Sox machine.
And then we can celebrate the Bulls' core continuity.
Well, okay. We do have to talk a little bit about that. Core continuity was kind of the catchphrase that the Bulls were using over the last couple of days. And they seem to be, they seem to be willing to live in that. Like, that this is what it is. My question is that a good thing?
I'm of two minds. And this is why I'm torn. Because the old man in me wants to know who plays for what team. And it all this some of this makes me uncomfortable, and I find it all a little threatening when everyone's moving around everywhere. And it's good. I fast forward to November, and I'm going to turn on NBC Sports Chicago, and I'm going to settle in, and it's like, tonight the Bulls are taking on the Pelicans, and here's all their players. Like, who? Oh, they have. Oh,
that guy's there now.
They've got that guy. So it takes me time to figure out and have it soak in. Even if you tell me to really get who's where, it'll be January before I'm comfortable with it. But then I'm like, come on, Bulls, scramble around your guys and get new and better guys. So I can't have it both ways. Who am I crapping?
It is funny to me that you definitely were doing the old man thing of,
yeah.
I don't know where anyone plays anymore.
Like, I know that guy, but not in that color uniform.
And why is this guy going there? Well, they're going there because they're going to get their dollars. As it goes with the Bulls, you're right. You have to look at this both ways. You look at it and go, it's nice to know that a team is coming back. And then judging them on what you saw and going, well, can DeMar DeRozan duplicate what he did last year? Can Zach LaVine live up to the contract that he's going to be offered? By the way, a lot of people expected that Zach LaVine would sign almost immediately to his deal. It's worth 4 years and $215 million. He's doing a walkabout. And
let him. Let him go get some dinners and some
go
Ace
look at
spades,
some facilities
champagne and
see what you like.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, go to South Beach and wherever it is. Maybe he wants to go back to Sacramento. I don't know. And see how that whole thing is going on. Who knows? Let him go and enjoy it. But that's what he's going to do. The other part is, like you said, is it more fun and mysterious when you're like, oh, well, maybe there's a chance at this guy coming here and helping out my team. I look at the Bulls and go, there isn't a lot that they can do in this offseason that's going to make me think that they're going to move from the middle, right, number 15, as far as betting favorites as champion in the NBA. There's not that's going to make me move off of that. And I do think The arguments that's been made over the last couple of days by some people that have been on the show and some people I've seen on Twitter is valid. Layla brought it up too. The idea of you better try and win right now, and that's why you make the Rudy Gobert move, because the rest of your division is coming and the rest of the Eastern Conference is too. How do you go about battling that?
Well, but the thing is too, from a Bulls business perspective, it's not terrible, and it's actually really good. If you're getting these tentpole players that people like, and you're, as far as kids go and selling jerseys and recognizability and being able to cut your promos and get ahead on some of the stuff from a marketing perspective, we know for sure they're going to be good, right?
Yes.
They'll be about these 6th or 7th or 8th.
They're
going
to win between, right? 42 and 48 games.
We know that. There's value in uncertainty. Markets like certainty. And this is one of those cases where there is some value in that. Now, does that mean they're going to be competing for a championship and those of us are saying, it's got to win a championship or it's meaningless? It's kind of NBA hell. But there are some perspectives that suggest if indeed AK wants to be winning culture, we are going to win. We are going to be an attractive place for people in the long game. Whether it's and maybe he's not even thinking about Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant's 33, that he's thinking about the next wave, whatever that may be, and figuring out where Victor Wembanyama is going to go and Wembanyama, right? So they're going to There is value in being a solid, good team and a respected NBA organization, and I think that's what they're banking on.
We could also look at it, Dan, as they've only been good for a year, and we're greedy. After being in the hinterlands of NBA basketball for so long with the Bulls organizationally, that you get a little bit of taste, and you get, what was the stat that Ricky gave us yesterday? that they were the number one team in the Eastern Conference for 71% of the season.
Yeah.
And then the bottom dropped out.
But everyone saw it coming. They knew it. Michael Reinsdorf himself said, when you look at the schedule, et cetera, as that was going on, there was no lack of realism. I mean, fans, yeah, there was a lot of silly hoo-ha coming from fans about where they were. But the organization knew.
But the fan part of it is important. Like, the fan part of it of, can you win a title? I know that we're jumping to that part. And that's what I mean about living in the along, where we're like, oh, y'all were good last year. How are you going to win a championship now?
Yeah, but the question is, as much as I celebrate, the best time to be a fan of a professional sports team is when you know your team is getting good. That was last year. That was awesome. And that was real.
I would amend that when you think that your team is getting championship level good. Because I don't think, because like it felt good for the Bulls to just be relevant again. But like if we look at the Cubs and you go 15, like 2015.
2015.
Like the end of, like, yeah. What Jake Arrieta was doing at the end of 14 and then he goes through 15. You're like, man, this is the stuff right here. Like this feels good. Or the White Sox. 2019 to 2020, you're like, ooh, they might be like good, good.
That's why this White Sox season hurts so.
Damn it!
Sorry.
No, I'm stupid. Damn it! We are sorry for the mention of the team that My shall bad. Not be named.
I'm going to flagellate myself.
That is on. Chains. No, Dan, that is on me. Are sorry for the team that will not be named until noon.
Wear a hair shirt.
That is on us.
And mortify my corporeal he being.
Dan will be flogged for all of this.
Yes, I shall be flogged.
So we're not going to do that. What we are going to do, though, is we're going to take a break and we're going to talk with Cody Westerlin, because Cody actually brings up a point that I think is interesting, where if you look at the move that the Bulls have made, the one that can be reported with Andre Drummond, it's a move for the regular season. Not necessarily the playoffs. Cody will explain that. We're going to talk Bulls and NBA with him next here on The Score.
Go White Sox.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Into the post. Here's Drummond on Noel. He's got it. Drummond has 27. Drummond has Knox down low. Robinson comes to double. Andre dribbles out of it to the bucket. Lays it up and lays it in. 29 for Andre Drummond.
That's your new bull, Mr. Drummond. Here he is, and he's big and strong. If you had told me he was only 28, like I looked at that, I swear to God, I thought he was 34.
This is a guy that enters the league at 19, right?
But he's only 28.
The league has completely changed in those 10 years.
And the game has evolved away from him.
And there were some people who thought that he was going to be that dude.
Here to talk about that and more is Cody Westerlund, sports editor at 670thescore.com. He's on Twitter at Cody Westerlund. He also covers the Bulls on the beat, and he is on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hello, sir.
How are you doing today, Bernstein and Lawrence?
We're doing really well. Cody, why do you think that the Drummond deal is more regular season than postseason?
Well, he doesn't address the needs in a playoff setting that I think the Bulls need to get better at, right? You got to have better pick and roll defense from your big men because you got to have versatility in your defensive schemes in the playoffs. You need better rim protection when you're going to be facing Giannis, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid in the playoffs, presumably in the coming years in the Eastern Conference. And to me, I know he's not like Vooch, in the sense that he can't step out and hit threes and Drummond isn't going to be a focal point of the offense. But when you talk about more of a ground-bound center who needs to play drop coverage defense, I don't think the Bulls added any versatility in what they can do by signing Andre Drummond. So when you talk about depth and having a good backup center option for 82 games in the season, if Vooch were to get hurt for a couple weeks for any reason, I like it from that sense. But I was hoping the Bulls would get more versatile this year as a team in the offseason, and they just haven't done that. And the Andre Drummond move is a small reason why they haven't done that. So I think it's fine. I just don't see this team having done anything yet this offseason to take that next step forward, even if it's incrementally in the setting of the big picture playoff goal.
Do you think this precludes the acquisition of a lob catcher, rim runner, rim protector?
Yeah. I mean, the Bulls don't have a lot more money left, and they have four centers on the roster. They got Vooch. They got Drummond. Tony Bradley opted into that player option, and Marco Simonovic is still on the roster as well. And by still, I mean, I guess he's only going to be a second-year guy here, but he's on that big man depth chart for them. So if it's a signing, yes, I think Drummond precludes that. If it's a Hail Mary out of left field, maybe the Bulls could still be in on the Rudy Gobert trade sweepstakes down the line. If they flipped Vooch as part of that deal, I guess Rudy would still be involved. But when you look at some of the options that were a little bit more high flyers, maybe from a center perspective, whether that's Isaiah Hartenstein, obviously Mo Bamba, those guys signed. Nick Claxton went back to the Nets. If you're looking more at that player type, those centers are going elsewhere and the Bulls have got their backup center. So, I do think it pretty much precludes that unless we're just astonished with a Gobert trade at this point.
Cody, how can Danilo Gallinari help the Bulls at this point in his career?
Yeah, if he joined the Bulls, and it sounds like he's obviously between the Bulls and Celtics here, he'd be a guy who can stretch the floor for them. I mean, I think I would like him more than the Drummond signing, obviously, because I think he's a career 38% three-point shooter. The Bulls need more scoring punch off the bench, right? They didn't have much scoring punch off the bench at all last year when Kobe White wasn't shooting well, and especially after Ayo Dosunmu got moved in that starting lineup more. So that's a situation where Gallinari can help him from that perspective for the Bulls. And you know, he's a guy that's averaged around 15 points per game for his career, familiar with Billy Donovan. I think the hard part there would be he doesn't bring much on defense, so he's another kind of one-dimensional player. But the Bulls need more shooting, so that would be helpful. They need more scoring. That would be helpful. But it would come at a cost, and that cost is would also have problems in pick and roll defense, doesn't do a whole lot of other things. And again, this team to me still feels too tilted toward one-dimensional offensive players with a lot of their money here. And that gets back to the kind of core concerns of just how this roster is being built. It's been well built to reach the playoffs. It's been well built to overcome that rebuild. It's not well built right now from a championship perspective, and the Bulls need to take steps toward that, however big or small, however incrementally this offseason and the ones to come.
The offense to me still looks like one that will revert to turn taking. And that still bugs me, that it still looks like between DeMar and a freshly signed Zach, who's going to want to live up to his superstar money and all that, some of it is like, well, it's been too long since I've had my shot, and my internal clock says this one's my turn. That's tough for a coach to manage some of this stuff. And without getting out on defense because of a block shot here or there, and all your defense is going to come from the way your guards defend ball screens without some of that help behind them. I don't, like you say, you get into a playoff series, you can't be that kind of offense where they know it's going to be this guy or it's going to be this guy.
Yeah, so the Bulls' hope there, Dan, is certainly that the reason they got stuck in that my turn, your turn, stuck, and I don't know if stuck's the right word, they kind of were forced to rely on DeMar midseason and second half of the season so much in a one-on-one setting because he was the healthiest one and playing at the best in his career. Their goal is, hey, when Lonzo's healthy, when Zach was healthy before the knee injury in January really popped up and started bugging him, the Bulls played with a great connectiveness. They got out and ran a little bit, but they were still fun to watch in the half-court setting, too, when everyone was healthy, right? And I think that's where Lonzo Ball's so important. So they're counting on health and just more continuity solving that problem because they were better at it early in the season. Some of it was getting out in transition, but it felt like that concern reared its head in the second half of the season more than it did in the first half. And it's obviously why they were more successful in the first half of the season as well. But to your point, they haven't added anyone this offseason that helps address that. They are just counting on continuity addressing that. And I do think that's a small red flag in some ways, because I think most of us would agree this team, as built and as constructed, is not a team that really has a ceiling past, what, maybe one first-round playoff series win right now if everyone was healthy and humming come playoff time. Mm-hmm. So I agree in the big picture that needs addressed.
This from Woj, like, as we were talking. He tweets, once the San Antonio Spurs finalize the expected release on forward Danilo Gallinari, his preference is to join the Boston Celtics upon clearing waivers, sources tell ESPN. Okay, so let's say that Gallinari's off the table. Where could the Bulls then find a floor stretcher to help them out offensively?
That's a good question, Lawrence. Need to go through the list off the top of my head. Familiar name, Otto Porter Jr., I think, is still available. TJ Warren's still available. Dante DiVincenzo, I think, is still available. Some of these things are happening quickly in the last half hour, so I apologize if I'm behind on some of these things. Names you know like Carmelo Anthony, these aren't necessarily guys you'd pay the $7, $8 million annually that the Bulls seem to be chasing and pursuing Gallinari for, but those are the types of names you're looking at, right? So I think that's difficult. Wesley Matthews, I think, is out on the market too, unless I didn't see signing news of him. So
Wesley Matthews, the guy who's on the other, when he's on the other team, never misses.
Yes.
And if he's on your team, I don't know if he does. He's the guy who, if he's playing against your team, it's like, ugh, that guy again. They left him open again.
And the Bulls had to see him like 72 times last year, and you can't convince me otherwise. So those names aren't inspiring, right? Like, this gets back to an uninspiring Bulls offseason so far. When you looked at their, it felt like they could have done better at backup center, right? Just because center was the position that doesn't come at a really high cost anymore in the NBA unless you're chasing Rudy Gobert. And there were so many of them available. And it's like they got the guy who was best for basketball in 2008 or 2014. So that happens. You miss your primary target, it looks like, in Danilo Gallinari now. It's not going well for the Bulls. Like, That is just a fact so far. Dalen Terry could turn out to be great for the Bulls in 4 years. I don't think he's going to have a huge role on helping them win next season because he's more of a long-term player and prospect to me, just where he is in his player development. So I don't know what you do here if you're the Bulls other than call some of those uninspiring players and hopefully just adding someone who can shoot in the rotation. And at this point, that might not be for $7 or $8 million annually. And maybe that's honestly what the Reinsdorfs prefer, to stay even further away from the luxury tax. We don't know all those details. We probably won't ever hear all those details. But they just haven't addressed shooting and rim protection and big man pick and roll defense yet. And those were their biggest problems. So it's kind of disappointing if you're looking at it. What are we, 18 hours into free agency now?
Yeah, I hate to be negative about this, but should I look at this and say Gallo decided on the Celtics because they were closer to winning a championship and that he doesn't necessarily see the Bulls, even with adding him, as a championship team?
You have to view it that way, right? Reports were that he was being offered twice as much money total with the Bulls with the two-year around $15 million deal, and it sounds like he's going to go to the Celtics for $6 to $7 million on a one-year deal. And that's the Eastern Conference defending champions right there. Got a lot of great young players, and they are clearly much closer to a championship. So that gets back to the Bulls think they can attract premier free agents. Eventually, right now, they can't attract seventh, eighth man free agents when they offer more money in certain cases against the best teams. So it's an organization that still has a long time to go. Again, took a real solid leap last year. But in the NBA, we need to get back to this. Oftentimes, the hardest leap is not just from 25 wins to 42 or 45 wins. The Bulls had 46 last year. The harder leap is from going from good to really good, really good to great, great to champion. And it only gets more difficult, right? Like, there's always money out there for solid veterans who can replace your young guys and get you into the playoffs at the back end. It's much more difficult to get really good, and that's the task and the challenge for the Bulls right now. And it doesn't seem like it's going to be easy, and I also don't think it's just going to be real quick. This is a journey.
But is Jim Boylan still fired?
From the Bulls, not from USA Basketball.
No, but it's okay. My serenity prayer can still be redemptive in that regard.
Have you organized your 4th of July plans around USA, I think, versus Cuba on the 4th of July in World Cup qualifying with Jim Boylan at the helm, or are you going to ignore it and have a barbecue?
We're going to be traveling, so we're headed out for the next wave of college visits, so I will not be thinking about Jim Boylan and USA Basketball.
I think you need to stream the game live on your phone.
Wherever I am. Yes. Quiet! I'm watching Jim Boylan coach!
No better way to celebrate a holiday than watching Jim Boylan coach.
Yeah, I'd love to have another burger, but I'm watching him prepare the child for the road and the road for the child.
Happy birthday, America!
Find the growth plate. Cody, thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good holiday weekend.
Yeah, not real good news for the Bulls if Danilo Gallinari is taking less money to sign with the Celtics. I do have an outside-the-box perspective from someone who always provides interesting stuff on the Bulls, one of our sort of amateur statisticians who's got a thought here that may give you a little bit of hope if you're looking for it.
Okay, and we also have Joey Votto. Sound like some really good analysis on Joey Votto that we need to get to. So a little bit of Bulls, a little bit of Cubs, and not the team who will not be named, at least not until noon. It's Bernstein and Holmes on the Score.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Not the greatest day if you're a Bulls fan, but before we get into a little bit of Cubs stuff here, and radio stuff, really,
in
baseball here, just I wanted to read you this from Jeff Feyerer, who's on Twitter at JF_Fey, F-E-Y, and he does a lot of really good NBA analysis and stat stuff, and is a thoughtful Bulls critic. These are just his thoughts. He said, think about the moves the current Bulls front office has made during their tenure. Hire Donovan, draft Patrick Williams, add Vucevic, get a competent coach, get more athletic and versatile through the draft, betting on upside, and get two all-stars together. Become semi-relevant. Then, after the initial evaluation period, realizing they need to add playoff experience and perimeter defense, they add DeRozan, Caruso, and Ball. They get better. Now is the pivot point of the rebuild. Last season and the playoff run gave them enough information about what they need. They know they have too many players that need the ball in their hands. They know they need interior defense. I'm confident they see what we see. I'm convinced there remains fire to the Gobert smoke. The Jazz are hiring a first-time coach. Donovan Mitchell does not want to be there.
He doesn't want to be there with Rudy Gobert.
They just unloaded a starter for a first-round pick. AK has been part of a regime where he bet on upside through the draft. It wasn't panning out through 3 years, and he got rid of that player at the age of 21 after being a top 10 pick. I'm talking about Emmanuel Mudiay. Patrick Williams might be good, but adding Gobert in a package that offloads White, Williams, and Vooch, then you don't have to give a multi-year contract to when it expires after this year, will move them closer to a championship because they don't need Vooch as an offensive facilitator anymore. They have the firepower. They need what Gobert brings. And I'm fairly certain AK and Eversley see it too.
I hope so. I was listening to Jay's podcast, A Full Go, and he and Callie were talking basketball, and it was magnificent. And Callie brought up the idea of the honeymoon might be about over for this front office with Bulls fans. And I think it was an interesting point. All of those things that what's the guy's name, the email you just read?
Jeff.
That Jeff points out is accurate. They did all of the stuff to get you to Zay Watanabe. Like they did all that stuff.
Now you got to build a boat? You got to restore a boat?
You got to restore the boat now. And you have to do that. And do you trust them to do it? To me, this is a significant offseason. It's why
I thought Zihuatanejo was the end goal. I thought this is the crawling through the sewer pipe.
Right. They got through the sewer pipe.
Okay.
So they made it to the rock. They Fine. Made it to the rock where the map is.
The volcanic glass in Buxton.
Right. So they made it to Buxton. Now we got to figure out how to get to Zihuatanejo.
Got it.
And how can they do that if they're talking about core continuity when you realize that their core continuity is fairly fragile? To me, your core continuity is just Zach. Like that's your core continuity. Because DeMar's going to leave, Vooch is going to leave, or they're going to age out of being players that you think can be championship ready. Then what else do you got? You got a second round pick that played like a first round pick, which is great.
Awesome.
You have a number four pick that's playing like a second round pick. So your core continuity is just Zach. They've got to do more to maximize what they have right now, which is why I would agree with Jeff that there's still some smoke to the idea of bringing in Gobert.
You mentioned there was some Votto stuff we want to get to. Joey Votto hit a home run last night, and the coolest thing was he, before and after, was making friends with a kid in the front row and high-fiving him through the screen. He does this all the time because he likes it, and he's cool. And even though he's been really struggling at the plate, showing signs he might be coming out of it a little bit. This is a guy in the midst of a slump. And still, it's not changing who he is as a person and how he handles himself on the field.
Went viral last week because he did a TikTok with a young lady during a game or during pregame where she was like, I want to do a TikTok video with you. And he's like, okay. So then she did the gritty and then he did the gritty and the video went out and it's been seen like a bunch of times. So he does this. There seems to be an enjoyment of the game and the interaction process with fans, which is great. But he's also just a badass hitter.
Yeah, and probably on track to be a Hall of Famer. He's really working his ass off to salvage these last whatever he has these last few seasons, however long he's going to play. I thought this was just really good analysis the other day by Ron Coomer, and it's for a lot of reasons. But it's just 30 seconds. This is just Coomer talking about as Votto comes to bat, what he saw before the game on Wednesday.
Watch Votto yesterday taking batting practice, really trying to let the ball get to him and get deeper and really stay inside the ball. He's been having a lot of problems pulling off and rolling over on his swings, and that's why his average is down to 207. But boy, yesterday in batting practice, I bet he hit 25 balls that weren't hit all that hard, that were inside, that he was trying to stay, keep his hands in, and just dump the ball in the left field.
All right, now fast forward to 30 minutes later.
First and second, nobody out. The pitch to Votto, line to left center in the gap. That's a base hit. Morrell with a dive cuts it off. It'll still be a double for Votto, and a run scores for the Reds. Ron, I'm going back to a comment you made earlier about Joey working on hitting the ball to the opposite field in batting practice.
Yeah, he was really making an effort, not worrying about squaring the ball up on the barrel of the bat. It was more on letting the ball travel deeper and hitting the ball the other way, no matter if the pitch was inside or outside. And that was a timing thing, and he did it just there.
And then last night he jacks a home run, a majestic one too, and he gave the kid a high five. There's a couple things in there. That's outstanding radio. It's but with everybody involved,
really good analysis.
You have Coomer with the analysis, then you have the mental note that's made by Pat to when it happens, set up the analyst again to go back to it. And the other thing, that the lesson there for all you kids out there and aspiring broadcasters. When you watch BP, a lot of people say get to the game early. It's the best advice you get. Earlier than early. As early as you can, if you can do, get there early. And rather than sitting in the press box and having another hot dog and yucking it up with your friends and telling stories.
And complaining about how long the day is.
Watch. Go down. Just watch. Because you never know. Watch BP. Watch infield. And you know what? And if you're curious about why Joey Votto looks like he's jamming himself on purpose, you know what you do? Ask. Hey, Joey, you got a second? Yeah, sure. I'm just curious about why you're doing what you were doing. That's the best thing about going to these games early. And then he said, he's look, I'm getting my hands around stuff. I've been looping stuff. I want to get let the ball get a little deeper on me. And this is why, this is my process. Rather than just sitting up there, rather than sitting in the cafeteria, or rather than hanging out and
crab assing, you can say it.
You know what I mean? Or like talking shop about like, oh, you know, who's going to this place? Watch. Keep your eyes and ears open, and it makes you better at your job. And that's really, really good work by both Ron Coomer and Pat Hughes on the score.
By the way, a little bit of news and notes, Jordan Bastian, MLB.com. We should get Jordan on. He's a really interesting dude. He's got a lot of... He's from, like, grew up a Cubs fan, then was covering baseball all over the place and does some fantastic photography, too. He says, Bodie is sore but plans to go through normal pregame routine, see how he feels post-collision with Horner.
It was so bad.
And remember, that's the shoulder.
It was so bad. It looked so bad. Ah, oh.
It was like a football collision, and that was the shoulder that he had hurt. Jordan also adds, Nick Madrigal has built the agility work and other running drills, said base running should be around the corner.
Okay. Anytime he wants to be good at base running, that'd be great.
Or baseball.
that too. When he comes back, will he be good at baseball?
No.
No, he wouldn't.
He won't. Also, real quick, Stroman, Smiley throwing bullpens today. Suzuki will DH for the I-Cubs. I think he had a home run last night, and Norris is playing catch today. So now you are updated on the latest with the Cubs.
All right, well, what's the latest in the wacky world of college athletics?
Oh, my God. I can't wait for us to have this conversation with Matt Fortuna coming up, but I want to talk with you about it, Dan. Like, I want to talk about all of this stuff and how all of it is playing out and how wild it is. And if any of the stuff that we've thought and been kind of conditioned to matter, it feels like none of it actually matters. We'll explain next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.